section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Sports League Podcast, Season 12, Episode 7, and number 77 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests this week. We have the amazing 2006, 2011, 2020 champion, Mr. Aaron P. Hughes, and we have the 2020 and the 2047 champion, Mr. Douglas Hahn. Let's get right into the results of Week 6 for KSL. Payne over Palmer, Brian over Boardman, Hoofter over Andy, Doug over Snyder, Natagay over Kevin, and Aaron over Whitney's Bitch. What was the game of the week, Aaron?
Well, I'm going to say mine since it was so close, but realistically, if you want to talk about it, you could even make a case for Pate and Palmer because that one came down to the wire and it was really close.
All right. Doug, what do you think?
I'm still going to say me over Joe.
Is it because you gave Joe his first loss?
5-1. I gave Joe his first loss.
Nice. So I'm
a dominant lead into second.
I am going to say that I thought Dave versus Ty, Dave Nanik, I'm sorry, Dave Pate versus Ty Palmer. I'm going to have to say that was the game of the week. And the total game of the week, you know, I'm going to have to say it was, mine and Hoofter's game. What do you think, Aaron?
No, I'm actually going to say Kevin and Nanigay because Nanigay was – he destroyed Kevin, plain and simple. I mean, 100 points, and, you know, that's, I think, for the Tula Bowl game is you either look at, you know, some of the lowest points or just the ones that were just not even close. And so, for me, Nanigay and Kevin.
All right, Doug.
I have to agree. I mean, I'd love to say Palmer again, but you know what? When Nanigay puts up almost a C-note on Kevin, it's just sad.
Does this mean that Peyton Manning is not the top point getter, Aaron?
You mean not the man that you thought that he was?
Yes. He's half the man he was.
Do you want to crown him?
I kind of do want to crown him, but Manning is good. You didn't expect that to happen against Jacksonville. So it's kind of one of those like, whoa, you know, come on, you're a little bit better than that, but you know, and the other thing, too, is that's not even my upset of the week. My upset of the week, I'm going to say, is actually going to be Hoofter over you, Andy, because, you know, you had quite a bit of momentum. Hoofter was, you know, he won his first game, lost 4 in a row. But, you know, to me, I would say that'd be an upset.
Well, we got to bring up old shit, dude. Doug?
I think if you check it last week, I said who was going to be Taco.
You did, yes.
And I said, Hoofter, let's go with it. So I'm going to say that's my upset of the week.
And I'm definitely going to have to agree. And, of course, I was agreeing with you guys on the 12-ball game of the week as well. So let's move on to week number 7. We got some divisional action going on. We have Aaron versus Nanigay, Andrew versus Pate, Joe versus Hoofter, Brian, or not Brain Aaron, it's Brian versus Oberg. We have Palmer versus Tybo, and we have Doug versus Kevin. 5-1 versus 5-1. I'm sorry, it's actually Brian versus Whitney's Bitch. I'm sorry. So we got Doug, who is 5-1, going against Kevin, who is also 5-1. So, Doug, is that the game of the week?
It has to be the game of the week. You're looking at two of the top scorers in the league going at each other. This is the game of the week. This is going to be huge as long as I can find a tight end.
All right. And I will have to agree with you on that as well. Aaron, what is game of the week?
Yeah, you know, number one versus number two. Whoever wins this is – you know, going to have a game lead in KSL. So, you know, Doug wins this. He's going to be, you know, 6-1. And, you know, realistically looking at Joe and Hoofter, there's a chance then that Doug's going to be up there by himself at 6-1 if he wins.
That is true. So what is going to be the total game of the week, Doug?
Total of the game of the week is going to go to Palmer versus Boardman.
Aaron, what do you think?
Number 7 versus number 11, and You know, after Palmer makes his, you know, adjustments, there's a chance that he could win just barely. Like he is, I don't know, kind of like, and I like Palmer, but his team is kind of like a cockroach, you know, like you think you killed it and you didn't, you know, it just keeps coming back and it keeps getting these, you know, really, really weird wins over people. And I think that's just Palmer's team.
All right. I'm going to agree with you. The tie game is going to be the 12 bowl game of the week. Of course, we have tie one versus tie two.
Yeah, the tidy bowl.
The tidy bowl, yes. So who is most likely to get passworded as Taco, Aaron?
I'm going to say you, Andy. You know, Pate's team, it's not as good as it could be. But David Pate, historically, always starts off very slow. And I think the stat was for the past 7 years in a row, he's gone 1-2, you know, which is kind of crazy. And, you know, this year he was 1-4, got a win last week. I think this week he has the potential to get another win. And so I think, Andy, you're most likely to get passworded as Taco.
It's really,
and that's why you should make a trade with me.
And see, that's why it really should be called "How is Andy going to get fucked over this week?" award. So, Doug, who do you think is going to be password as Taco?
I'm going to go with, and this is my NCAA basketball pick, Brian's going to get password as Taco, being the seed versus Oberg or Whitney's bitch and the 12th seed.
Yes, Oberg's now known as Whitney's bitch for a while. And why is that, Aaron?
Oh, that's because I destroyed him this week.
Okay.
He actually won the game.
I know. Hey, all it takes is one.
So before we actually go into in KSL news, I have some news. Dave Nanage decided to send something to me. I asked him, how was it blowing your load inside of Kevin? He said, it was very satisfying. It was a huge load that had been building up for a couple weeks. Now it's time to beat the cum dumpster that is Aaron. So, yeah, Aaron, Nanigate is coming for ya. So let's talk about survival.
I can't wait.
What?
No, well, KSL news first, Andy.
Okay.
So, first of all, no team is 6-0 or 4-2, which is kind of crazy. The other thing that's kind of interesting to point out is that whenever a team has gone 5-0, historically, they've always won week 6. Don't have to win week 7, though. So this week, we had two people going at 5-0. Both of them lost, which is kind of weird. So, but Andy, teams that are 5-1 make the playoffs 100% of the time. Doug, Kevin, and Joe are 5-1. They're going to make the playoffs. But we drop down to 3-3, and currently we have four teams at 3-3, and they make the playoffs 73% of the time. So historically speaking, that means that one of these teams will not make the playoffs. So, Doug, I'm going to ask you, you have to choose one, Andy, Borman, Nanigate, and Brian. Which one will not make the playoffs?
I'm going to go with Brian.
Oh, really?
I'm going to go against you. I'm going to go against you. I'm going to say I'm not going to make the playoffs. Even though Brian has not – Brian, for some reason, decides to crap the bed usually right before the – you know, he just needs to win this game to get in, and he doesn't. But I believe that I'm going to crap the bed. So,
here's the thing. If Oberg somehow pulls a rabbit out of his ass, which is possible, then, you know, you could be right, Andy. But I'm going to say Boardman. He has an easy matchup this week. But, you know, I'm going to say that he's most likely not to make the playoffs.
Doesn't he have now, bad matchups on like week 11 and week 13 or something like that?
Yeah, he has some pretty bad ones coming up, but. Andy, so teams that are 2-4 make the playoffs only 57% of the time. We currently have four teams at 2-4, which are Pate, Aaron, Palmer, and Hoofter. Out of those four, Andy, you have to choose two. Which two will make the playoffs?
Dave and Hoofter.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So you think that Dave is going to get a win over you this week?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. He'll make the playoffs, so he won't get a win this week.
He probably will, which is going to be depressing for me, but hey, got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Doug,
which two?
2-4 teams. I think Hoofter will make it. It's really tough to get that second person, though.
So do you think then maybe only one person will make it?
No. Let's see, because we get four people are not going to make it, right?
Yeah.
So my people to not make it right now, obviously, is going to be Oberg and Palmer. And I'm going to go with Dave as my other option of not making it. So it's really going to be up to, you know, between you and, so I guess I'm going to say you're going to make it, Aaron.
Oh, okay. All right. Lastly, we have Oberg at 1-5. Teams at 1-5 make the playoffs only 25% of the time. But over the past 2 years, teams that are 1-5 have made the playoffs. And in fact, Oberg made it back in 2011. So, Andy, I got to ask you, Oberg's chances pretty slim. Do you think he has a shot?
I think he has a 33.33, chance of actually making the playoffs.
All right. And what about you, Doug?
I don't think he has a shot.
If he wins this week, does he have a chance?
If he wins this week, he doesn't have a shot.
Well, I don't know how often Oberg listens to this, but Oberg, you heard it here first.
What if they tie?
I told you.
Yeah.
I will quit. If we ever have a tie, I'm quitting.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like, I'm done. I'm gonna throw my hands up in the air. I'm done.
Pipe bomb.
Yeah. So, Andy, let's move on to Survival and Pick'ems news.
All right. So, Kevin is leading right now with 60, and Joe is at the bottom with 50. Pretty impressive. I mean, we're all still in the running. But one thing also, we didn't check to see if you picked favorites, what your how many you would have actually had so far. That's one thing we should have been doing. Should have made a dummy profile up. Well, remember when we said we wanted to see if you picked the favorite every week, you know, what would your score be? We should probably figure that out, you know, now opposed to later.
Yeah.
But anyways, so it's, you know, congratulations to Kevin. And then Joe's right in there. He's only 10 behind. And you can catch up really fast, especially if you get a week where, you know, we only get 10 right and he could pull out, you know, 13 or 14 right. And then he's right back in it. You know, or you just, you know.
It's like league pick'ems, you know. I mean, I got all six right last week, and Andy, you only got like three. So now I'm like, I want to say one or two behind you.
I know. Crap happens. Yeah. You know?
Coming for that ass.
And of course, no one got eliminated for week number six. So.
No one important got eliminated for week six. Well, there's Andy. No one. Learn to read.
There's only one person that's important, and that's me that's still left. I'm trying to think.
So technically that sentence would still be correct.
Yeah.
Exactly, because it's myself and Bourbon, and I'm saying it right now. My lock of the week. Wait, does Ty listen to this show?
Maybe.
Shit. All right, I'm just saying my lock of the week. I'm picking the Bears. Doesn't matter. I'm picking the Bears this week. Chicago over Washington. That is my pick. That is my survival pick.
Wow.
All right.
About that one.
And because it was either that or I was thinking San Diego too. Oh, that was.
I would have gone with San Diego.
See, that's the thing. Like, I still have time. But I figured the Bears, you know,
I think there's a better matchup for the Bears later on.
Yeah, well, you got San Diego or Green Bay. Andy, but
Green Bay would be a good one to pick to get them out of the way. But, right now the Chargers are the favorite. But I wouldn't. But the thing is, they've had problems. And also, you know, they're only 3-3. I actually wanted to pick the Falcons, but the problem is they're only 1-4. So you don't want to pick the Falcons.
If you want to pick the Bears, you pick them in week 12. They're playing the St. Louis Rams in St. Louis, which is a game I'm going to, and I have not seen the Bears lose ever live.
Oh.
There's your Bears lock of the week.
No, I'm going to go with them now. It's either that, you know, I had, like I said, I had it between the Bears or the Chargers.
You just
Chargers.
Have no confidence that you can make it to week 12.
Well, Andy won't make it to week 12. He's going to get eliminated this week, so.
Yeah.
Watch. Right now, the Bears are the favorite. I take that back. The Redskins are a 1-point favorite right now. So, who knows? Maybe I'll end up picking the Packers because they're going against the Browns. But the only problem is that the Packers offense sucks. That's the only thing that's stopping me. But who knows? Maybe I change it tomorrow. That's when I make my final pick. But right now, it is the Bears for my lock of the week. So, NFL news. Anything we want to talk about that happened in the NFL this week?
Nope.
Aaron? Nothing? Nothing? Doug?
Nothing
important besides the besides the matchup. Of course, the Sunday night game is going to be really, really good. It's going to be the Broncos versus the Colts, which is going to be an awesome game. I am looking forward to watching that. I don't know if that's going to be the thing I watch live or if that's going to be the one thing I watch taped. I'm not sure yet. Or watch them at the same time. Who knows? But either way, It's going to be a great matchup. So, Doug, do you think anything else you want to add?
Be mindful of trades, people. Watch them every day. Coming out. Especially you, Boober.
Especially Aaron. Aaron just fell out earlier. So, Aaron, anything else you want to add?
You know, I just want to say to my opponent, Dave Nanigay, that, you know, don't take me too lightly because you'll find out. You'll find out.
Yeah, that Aaron's team is worthless.
Exactly.
Wow, it's like... yeah, don't worry, Doug. It's or Dave. It's like throwing a hot dog down the hallway. No big deal.
Yep.
So, anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. I want to thank 86 Precocious and 686 for hosting the podcast.
Why?
And I want to thank all of those who taking time to download and listen to the show. And
make sure
follow Section 86 at Section 86, and also follow the Q20 Sports. Podcast and also the league. We are at Kiwani Sports. My team is at Kiwani Bulldogs. Aaron is at The Amazings, and then Doug is there. So until so for Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
Seriously, what do you want for Reese?
A blowjob, probably.
I'll hook you up. Just let me know when Oberg's in town. So.